Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. This morning, we've got a couple of special things happening this morning. One of those is I have invited Grace Lee to come up and share what God has been doing in her life these past few years. She has gone off to Michigan and studied there. And, yesterday I was looking forward to getting the chance to just sit with Grace and hear, what's God been doing in your life these past 3 years? How has He been working? Have you seen His hand in your life? And unfortunately, we weren't able to meet together, but I'm looking forward to this morning of just hearing, what has been going on in your life? And Grace has been called into full-time ministry. And so, Grace, why don't you come on up? And if we could encourage her as she comes up, why don't we encourage Grace as she comes up and shares?
The mic working? Okay. Excellent. Let me push it back a little. Thank you. Okay. So my name is Grace Lee, for those of you who don't know. I am the daughter of Chen Hong and Yu Fang, and the sister of Diane. Sorry for the really bad family picture. It was the only one I could find on my computer. I grew up in Oakland Chinese Church, and now I am a student at the University of Michigan, who is about to finish her last semester of school, so hooray. I am a psychology major and an applied statistics minor. So, as Pastor Brady has already mentioned, he asked me to come today to share about how God has been working in my life these last 3 years. Many situations and events have happened, and as much as I would want to share everything with you guys, for time's sake and for your sanity, I will focus on God, how God has transformed my faith walk. I left for college not wanting to pursue my relationship with God. Even though I grew up in this church, worked as a leader in the youth group, and taught Sunday school to many of the kids here, I did not see my relationship with God worth pursuing. Even though I had this mindset, I still looked for a Christian campus organization when I reached U of M. And in the midst of searching for a group, I came across Asian InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, or also known as AIV. I started attending the small groups and large group meetings, and finally, at the end of December of my freshman year, I decided to commit to attending AIV events. It was through AIV that I re-met God. I sat down with my staff workers, Sarah and Laura, on two separate occasions. When I talked with Laura, she asked me about God and Jesus and what they had done for me. Even though I grew up in the church, I found myself having an incredibly hard time answering her questions. And it was then that I realized that maybe I never believed in God or believed that He sent His Son to die for me. When I talked with Sarah later in the same month, she pushed me to further think about how God has impacted my life, my values, and my worldviews. She asked me if I wanted to follow Christ, and it was then that I recommitted my life to God. So my life from there changed drastically. I got really involved in AIV. I started attending the small groups to dig into the Bible to learn more about God. I started attending large group meetings to listen to different speakers talk about how God engages with the world. And I started forming discipleship relationships, which is kind of like mentoring, but with the faith aspect, with a few women in the fellowship. I was on the student leadership team for 2 years, planning and executing large group meetings, and also casting vision for where God was leading the chapter. And next year, I will be leading small groups with my roommate. My life as a student had to be shared with my life as a student leader in AIV. It wasn't only my activities and priorities that changed. God began to change my lifestyle. He began to take parts of my heart and transform it. One major way he changed my life was to deal with the bitterness and resentment I had while growing up. Through the scriptures, the teachings from my campus church, and also the guidance from my mentors, God revealed to me that he was a God of mercy and forgiveness. I learned to surrender the broken relationships with my family over to him, as well as the depression I had suffered through for almost 10 years. God challenged me to let him prune my heart of those things. And even though it was a really hard process, and that took well over 2 years, and that continues today, I can see that it was well worth it. So many of you may be wondering what I am doing with my education after I graduate from U of M this December. God has called me to campus ministry, and I will be working with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship starting in January of next year as a staff worker. The Apostle John writes in the first chapter of the Gospel of John about witnessing of Jesus' light. I have seen God transform my life, and in response to this, I have the responsibility to share my testimony with those around me who have and haven't heard of Jesus. God has given me the calling, the gifting, and the resources to pursue this career, and even though I struggled with responding to this career path, I have learned to embrace it. So InterVarsity is only one of 160 student movements that are occurring in over 100 countries around the world, under the bigger organization of called International Fellowship of Evangelical Students. So as the diagram shows, IFES is the big umbrella organization, and InterVarsity is one of many. I couldn't put up 160 brackets, but you get the point. And so InterVarsity is the USA student movement across the majority of the university and college campuses in the world, in the country, with the purpose of seeing students and faculty transformed, campuses renewed, and world changers developed. AIV is one of many InterVarsity chapters on the campus of U of M, and I will be following in the footsteps of staff workers such as Jeff Liu, Sarah Chang, and Laura Lee in working with student leadership teams, discipling students, training students in areas of evangelism and Bible study, working with other staff workers in the region to execute conferences, and overall to be pointing the college students to the light of Jesus. So I have a few pictures here of my chapter. We have about 70 to 80 people, depending on the year. There might be some faces that you recognize. And that's it. So this is just a taste of how God has been changing my life ever since I committed my life to his hands. As my mentor puts it, God has been working a miracle. He has worked through my staff workers and friends in AIV to reveal his goodness and mercy. He has changed my heart as I have surrendered my brokenness to him. He has changed my lifestyle as I struggle daily with being both saint and sinner, as Paul writes in Romans 8. He has changed my career path and has burdened me with a heart for reaching out to college students. Change is hard, but God has revealed his love for me, and in response, I have been learning to surrender myself to him. Our God is truly a good God. Thank you for your time, and God bless.
Thanks, Grace, for sharing with us.
谢谢Grace跟我们的分享。
You know, when I listen to Grace share, it reminds me more about how it is the Spirit's work in someone's life.
当我在听到Grace的分享的时候, 我就想到是圣灵在我们每一个人的工作。
It was neat to hear how Grace shared how the Spirit, it was the Spirit who began to heal her from some of the, she mentioned some of the bitterness in her past and helped her to forgive.
圣灵在 Grace 的心中工作，先改变他心中的苦毒，他心中的一些软弱。那么这样的工作，让他能够再进一步的被神呼召。
I mean, as ministers, all of us being ministers of the gospel, we realize that, you know, we are able to minister, but it's God's Spirit that does the changing, the transformation that we see in Grace's life.
我们需要了解的是，今天我们被差派去工作，完全是圣灵在我们的心中，在我们的生命中做改变的工作。先让我们自己得着改变，再帮助其他的人得到神给他们的改变。
And what's really exciting to see is just how Grace is like, she surrenders. She used the word surrender. I'm just submitting myself. I'm surrendering to what God's doing in me.
Grace 用到这个字降服，我想这是一个最重要的心态。我们必须要在对神的爱有一个降服。
And part of what I'll be sharing this morning is about the Spirit's work.
今天我要跟各位分享的新闻呢，也是讲到神的工作。
I think about Grace going back on campus this fall, and she shared that she'd be co-leading small groups in the fall.
我想到Grace 被呼召，今年就开始在校园里工作。那么先是带着小组的查经。
And she shared how it's like God has called her essentially for the Great Commission to make disciples.
神呼召 Grace 呢，是要去遵行神的大使命，是要让万民成为他的门徒。
And I also think of Elder Chen, who we will be officially ordaining later this morning.
等一下呢，我们也要正式的来来这正式的来
ordaining.
Ordain. 我们也要正式来按立我们的长老陈敬荣弟兄。
And I think of these things as, gosh, God is working and God is calling God's people to big things.
神呼召他的子民来做大事。
And so as I think about this and as I was praying, I was thinking, I thought of this verse. This passage was brought to me this morning. If you want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you have your Bibles with you.
我们的今天经文是在哥林多前书第二章第一节到第五节。如果你有带圣经的话，就请你翻到哥林多前书。
Because I think I know God has called all of His people to His work.
因为我知道神呼召每一个人进入他的工作。
To kingdom work.
神国的工作。
Last weekend at the retreat, it was a really encouraging time for the students.
上个周末，青少年们有一个退休会。
And one of the things that Joe Chalufo spoke on, and one of the things that he encouraged the students to discover was how God has gifted them.
在他的讲题中间有一个部分呢，是鼓励学生们找到圣灵给他们的恩赐。
What is the spiritual gift that God has given you to build up His kingdom?
神给了你什么样属灵的恩赐来建造神的国度呢？
And so it was just a really encouraging time of us, Joe encouraging us to find what our passion is.
我们的讲员鼓励学生们呢，找到他们心中神给他们的一个热情，让他们能够去追寻的一个属灵的恩赐。
And so again, I come back to the Holy Spirit, and as I read this passage, what I want to share with you.Are three principles, three things to keep in mind as we go about, as God's people, all of us go about God's work.
今天这五节的经文里头呢，我想找到三个原则，是我们在做神的工作时候所必须有的。
Before I read the passage to you, before we read it together, let me give you a little bit of a backdrop of what's going on in 1 Corinthians.
在我们读经文之前，让我先告诉你们一下这封书信的一个背景。
I preached on this. Or at least out of 1 Corinthians back in January, but I know it's been a long time, so let me, again, just give you a little bit of backdrop.
我一月的时候曾经跟各位分享过哥林多前书，我想再一次的跟你们分享这本书信的一个背景。
Paul is writing to a group of very immature Christians.
保罗是写信给在哥林多的一群还没有成熟的基督徒。
And this group of believers are experiencing lots of problems.
这些基督徒中间有许多的问题。
They are experiencing and division, sexual immorality. There's believers who are bringing up lawsuits against one another, and I could go on and on.
他们中间有结党纷争，有淫乱，并且有互相诉讼的事情。
And connected with all these problems is that they are straying from the one aspect of their faith that is the most central, the most important.
这些问题呢，正反映了他们的信仰已经偏离了信仰基要的核心。
And that is the understanding of Christ crucified for them.
这个核心就是主耶稣为他们受死。
And so leading up to this passage, Paul is comparing the wisdom and power of God to the wisdom and power of people.
在这段圣经之前呢，保罗就已经先提醒他们，在人的智慧和神的智慧中间是有一个很大的差别的，神的能力和人的能力也有一个很大的差别。
Right before our passage, he's saying, God seems to use the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
在这段经文之前，保罗提到说是神使用那些看似愚拙的，使聪明的羞愧。
He uses the weak things to shame the strong.
他使用那些软弱的，让那些强壮的羞愧。
And so he begins to use himself as an example of this.
他甚至于用自己作为例子。
Of coming to them in weakness and being him being empowered by God.
说到自己的软弱，而是神的能力来复辟他。
Let's take a look at our passage this morning. It's a short one this morning.
让我们来读今天的经文。
1 Corinthians 2:1 through 5 says this, When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words,But with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他并钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕。又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Paul starts out by saying, "Hey, it is not by my impressive speaking or my impressive speech that you came to a saving faith."
保罗首先就提到说，你们之所以得到得救的一个信心。并不是因为我用了什么样引人注目的言语或者是演说。
So we come to the first small principle in doing God's work, and that is when we are going about God's work, we need to realize that it is not by human wisdom and power that people come to know the Lord.
我想这是一个第一个我们属灵的原则，就是当我们在做神的工作的时候，完全不是凭借着我们的能力、我们的智慧，乃是靠着神的大能。
In the Greek culture,A place where Paul was going to and doing a lot of his ministry in Turkey and Greece. Oration was a highly valued skill.
在希腊的文化里头呢，雄辩演说是一个很受注目的一个技巧。
Automatic respect was given to you if you could skillfully speak and reason well.
如果你能够善于演说，善于推理的话，你就会得到许多人的尊重。
I think that's true today, and I was trying to think of kind of an equivalent for us, and I think, you know, maybe in the Asian culture, for us, you know, if a person has several letters of the alphabet behind their name, again, you're given like this automatic respect.
我想今天的社会也是如此，尤其对我们亚洲人来说，如果你的名字后面有好几个头衔的话，你也会特别受到别人的重视。
You know, if people look at your name and then...You know, every time you look at a brochure and they see PhD or MD or PsyD or DMin afterwards, you know, a person's automatically bumped up with respect.
如果在你的名字后面呢写着你是一个博士，是一个医生，是一个教牧博士，是一个道学博士的话，别人自然就会对你有了尊重。
But in verse 1 Paul says, look, I came to you brothers, and I didn't try to impress you at all with mastery of oratory skills.
但在第一节里头，保罗就强调，我来到你的中间，不是靠着任何吸引人、引人注目的一些演说的技巧。
And nor did I use any kind of the latest philosophy of the day to kind of impress you.
我也不是用当代最先进的一些哲学观念来让你们注意。
And I want to be clear here. It's not that Paul is saying that, you know, he is against using skill in speech or in reason, because God can use that. God uses that all the time.
保罗并不是反对使用人的智慧，并不是反对用一些技巧，只是他强调这并不是做神的工作里头最重要的。
He is just saying that impressive speaking skills are ultimately not where the power and wisdom are found.
因为要得到得救的信心，真正的基要并不是在人的一些技巧。
One of the most influential preachers of the 19th century was this guy named Charles Spurgeon.
在19世纪，一位最有名的传道人就是斯布珍。
His preaching was so used by God that he was known as the Prince of Preachers.
他是被神重用的一位传道人，那么他的一个别称就是讲道王子。
It is estimated that in his lifetime he preached to around 10 million people.
据估计，他一生中可能对了上千万的人讲道。
And each week in London where he lived, about 5,000 people would gather to hear him preach.
每个礼拜呢，在伦敦他所住的地方呢，大约有5000人聚集来听他讲道。
And even in an age before there was, you know, microphones, before there was a sound equipment, there was one occasion where he spoke to 20,000 people.
那时候虽然没有音响的器材，没有麦克风，但是他曾经一次对着20,000人来讲道。
But the irony of how this powerful preacher came to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, there's just this amazing kind of story or irony of how this orator, this preacher, gifted preacher,came to know Jesus Christ.
不过呢，最讽刺、最吊诡的地方是在这位这么会演说的这个讲道人呢、传道人呢，居然是在一个很特别情况下来认识主的。
It was January 6, 1850, and Charles was 15 years old.
在1850年1月6号，那时候斯布珍呢才15岁。
And though he had a background in knowledge of the Bible, he had not yet been born again, born of the Spirit.
他虽然曾经接触圣经，但是他并没有重生得救。
He was in a place where he was looking to find comfort for his soul, and there was one particular Sunday where he was walking to church.
十五岁那个时候呢，他正在寻找一个心灵的慰藉。那么就在那么一天，他去寻找教会。
And because of the heavy snow of going as he was walking to church, he was actually not able to make it to the church he had planned to attend.
那天因为雪很大，他不能够去他平常聚会的教会。
And so he ended up at the small, very, very small Methodist church. About there was only 15 people at the service.
他就来到一个很小的一个卫理公会的教会。那个聚会里头呢，大概只有15个人。
And because of the weather, because of the heavy snow, not even the pastor had arrived at this church.
因为天气的状况，连牧师都没有到达这个聚会。
And so I kind of impromptu.There was this one guy, you know, just came out of the group of 15, since the pastor was there, who just came up and just gave an impromptu message.
因为牧师没有来，所以会众中有一位就给了一个即席的一个讲道。
And according to Spurgeon's own kind of his remembering about how it came down is that this guy, he was not a very educated man.
照着斯布珍的描写呢，这个讲道的人呢，并不是一个特别聪明的人。
And in Spurgeon's viewpoint, he says that he was not probably the brightest member of the congregation.
他可能不是会众中最聪明、最受过教育的人。
But he was forced to just give this impromptu sermon.
但是那个时候呢，他就上来给了一个即席的讲道。
He remembers that the guy that came up and just gave this message was kind of thin looking and was either a tailor or a shoemaker by trade.
斯布珍记得这个人很瘦，那么他可能是一个鞋匠或者是一个修衣服的人。
And he was not impressive in his appearance or in the way that he gave the sermon.
不论就这个人的外表或者他的能力来看，他都不是一个很引人注目的人。
In fact, Spurgeon says he couldn't even pronounce all the words correctly.
事实上，斯布珍记得呢，这个人甚至于不能够准确的发音，有些字他会发错。
But as this uneducated, unimpressive man came up and just simply shared out of a passage out of Isaiah 45, God opened Spurgeon's heart.
但是就当这个这位弟兄分享以赛亚书第四十五章的这个经文的时候呢，神就开了斯布珍的心。
There was nothing fancy in the way he delivered it. It was just simply sharing God's word.
虽然他没有用什么特别深奥的言语，但是他就是简单的来分享神的话语。
It wasn't the package and the presentation that moved Spurgeon.
并不是任何的包装，或者是他演说的方式，或者是发表的一些方式来吸引斯布珍。
It wasn't that the man gave a great speech or spoke with a large orator's voice.
并不是因为他很有雄壮的声音来表达。
It was simply the message of the gospel and the Spirit working and moving in him.
是这个福音本身的信息打动了斯布珍的心。
And I think it's the same in many ways for us.
我想我们也类似。
For those of you who have been born again, most likely you did not come to know the Lord through some sort of altar call, through some sort of amazing preaching experience.
我想在座的许多重生得救的弟兄姐妹们，你们之所以得救，也并不是经由一个讲台一次的呼召，或者一个很让人很 impress。很好的一篇演说。
Most likely, it was probably through the gospel simply shared and simply lived out in someone that you knew.
只是因为福音的本身被活出来，所以你看到了这样的见证。
It was the message that you saw in front of you of a friend or a neighbor that drew you, that God used to draw you to himself.
可能是你的朋友，可能是你的邻居，他们把信仰活化在他们的生活中，而你看到了这样的见证，你就被吸引了。
You see, to be a witness for Christ, it's simply that we just need to give many times, God will just use just our story.
常常我们做福音的见证，其实就是在讲述神在我们身上的一个故事。
Sometimes it's just our personal sharing what God is doing in us, our personal story that like opens people and people begin to ask what is going on with this person? What is going on in him or her?
事实上我们是在分享神在我们身上的工作。
It's been kind of neat these past couple of weeks. It's been kind of, God has just kind of put stories in front of me that I've listened and heard about how God is working in people's lives.
过去几周内我有机会听到很多弟兄姐妹们的见证。
A couple of weeks ago at the praise night that the youth group had, we had a brother share about what God was doing in his life.
在我们几周前，青少年有一个敬拜赞美之夜，那么有一位年轻的弟兄就跟我们分享神在他身上的工作。
On Wednesdays, during the prayer meeting, sometimes we'll have people come in and just share how God is working in them, how they see God working around them.
那么在礼拜三祷告会，也有姐妹们来分享神在他们身上的工作。
Because as Grace shared, it's like the Spirit working in people. It's God's power working through us and in them that causes them to warm their hearts to God.
是神圣灵自己的工作在这些人的身上彰显出来。
Okay, a second principle that we need to keep in mind as we go about God's work.
我想第二个原则是
we must resolve to keep Christ and Him crucified central to our work.
我们需要定了主意，不问在我们中间不知道别的，只知道主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul says in verse 2, he says, when he came to the Corinthians, you know what he gave, his message was just straight and narrow on Jesus Christ.
保罗就提到说，他来到哥林多对他们讲到的时候，他所有信息的中心就是在主耶稣并他钉十字架。
He says, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他定了主意，在他们中间不谈别的，只知道主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul made a conscious decision when he went to the people of Corinth not to speak with polished speeches or with leading edge philosophy.
保罗定了主意，他来到哥林多的时候，并不是用任何修饰过的言语或者是哲学的观念，他是主要强调在主耶稣并他钉十字架这样的信息上。
I think that Paul was actually gifted in speech. I think that Paul had the ability to give powerful speeches.
其实我相信保罗有极大的一个言语的恩赐，能够给予非常好的、非常让人注意的一个演说。
But he knew that the Corinthians also valued this. They sometimes put speech on a pedestal.
而且哥林多教会的这些信徒们，事实上是非常希望听到这样的一个演说。
And so he purposely made the decision instead of making kind of highbrow rhetoric with them and engaging with them. He said, like, I'm just going to make the decision. All I'm going to give you is one message, and that is Christ crucified.
但是保罗决定，而且做了一个非常有意识的决定，他就是不用这些修饰过的言语，不用这些华丽的辞藻，他单单讲主耶稣，并他钉十字架。
You know, sometimes in the church, I think I kind of get the sense that sometimes we as God's people, we kind of tire of the gospel.
有的时候在教会里，我们身为神的子民，我们有时候觉得福音我听得太多了。
I know that sometimes there's a temptation to go, you know, can't we move beyond the gospel? Can't we talk about something else for a little while?
我们甚至有一个诱惑，想讲述是我们可不可以谈谈福音以外的事情，不要只陷在这样一个狭隘的一个 topic 那个话题上。
I mean, we've heard this message in various ways, again and again. We commemorate it once a month in communion.
我们福音已经听过这么多次了，每个月的圣餐，我们又再一次纪念福音本身的信息。
Can't we move on to something else?
我们可不可以谈谈别的事情呢？
But you see, Paul chose to make this message without flowery wording to the Corinthians to keep Jesus and him crucified on the forefront.
但是保罗定了意，他不用华丽的辞藻，他不用其他的演说技巧，他单单传讲主耶稣，并他钉十字架。
And the reason why is that he understood where life was to be found.
因为他知道真正的生命只在福音的信息上能够找到。
He knew that the gospel is it, that is life.
福音本身带来生命。
During this past summer, the English youthYoung Adult Fellowship, we've been going through the book of Song of Solomon.
过去这个几个月呢，我们有一个年轻人的聚会，我们是查雅歌。
And it's been a great book on relationships. If you've ever taken the time to study it,
这本书是一本很好的书。如果你要来查究这个圣经上讲到男女的关系的话
，There's lots of wisdom about, you know, the areas of attraction, dating, courting, intimacy, even conflict in relationships.
这本书里头讲到吸引力，讲到约会，讲到一个追求的过程，讲到亲密的关系，并且讲到在关系中如果有冲突的话要怎么来处理。
You know, and not all of our group was there. Not all our group was like, well, I'm not really sure I'm like into this yet. I'm not sure if this is kind of relevant for me.
虽然不是每一个年轻人都在这个阶段里头。
But for some, the study was encouraging and it built them up. It was edifying for them.
但对于其中的一些人来说，这些的信息对他们很有帮助。
But as I was studying it, you know, I know this is God's word that we were studying.
当我在研读这段这篇雅歌的时候
，And it is important to look at marriage and relationships.
我想我们来查究怎么样圣经的观点来看关系，来看婚姻是很重要的。
But I think if I were to give one message, if I were to focus on one thing.It would not be Song of Solomon.
但如果我真的要找到整本圣经的中心的话，我想这并不是在雅歌里头。
Paul was like, I will share the gospel. I will keep sharing the gospel until you get the gospel.
保罗所定的心志是，我要传讲主耶稣的福音，直到你完全了解接受。
You know, similar to what Grace shared, she was like, hey, I grew up in the church, but yet the gospel never really grasped me.
就像刚才 Grace 的分享，虽然他是在教会里长大，他也听到了很多关于福音的信息，但是从来没有福音并没有真正的在他身上发生任何的影响。
It never really took hold in my life. It never really meant anything to me.
并没有让他的生命得到改变。
You know, and sometimes I think, or maybe Pastor Sui and I, or anyone who's up here thinks, gosh, maybe if I were to say it in a different way.If I were to say it in the right way, maybe it would grasp. Maybe people would take onto it in some way.
我想我们做牧师的，我想崔牧师也在内，总是想说我们要用什么样一个方法来表达，让你们可以紧紧抓到这个福音的核心。
But then I began to realize that now it is the power of the Spirit working.
但是我了解，事实上这是圣灵的工作。
No matter how much I try to put kind of the emphasis on how I preach or speak, it's not me. It's the power of the Spirit.
不论我决定要用什么样的方式来给正道，不论用什么样的方式来传达这样的信息，我想那是圣灵的工作。
You know, and I think for us as a church, and it doesn't matter if you are a preacher, if you are the teacher downstairs working with the children.An usher, the piano player, the worship leader, whoever you are doing God's work, we've got to keep the gospel center in our ministry.
我想今天不论我们在教会里头哪一个方面服侍，不论你今天是招待，是牧师，或者是司琴，或者是教儿童主日学，不论在哪一个岗位上，我们一定要记得福音是我们所有服侍的中心。
Because if God enables to have the gospel in our lives, the rest of life, you know, pales in comparison. This is what we want, the gospel.
因为福音就是我们生命的中心，其他事情相较来看都逊色了。
It is Christ and Him crucified that we want to know.
是主耶稣并他钉十架是我们需要知道的信息。
Okay, here's the last principle to keep in mind as we go about God's work.
最后一个原则。
I've alluded to it already, but here it is. We must allow His Spirit to empower us for His work, that He might be revealed more in our weakness.
我们需要神的圣灵在我们的心中工作，让我们认识到自己的软弱。
It's kind of weird to think Paul's description of himself when he arrived in Corinth to do God's work. He says, you know, I came in weakness and in fear.
保罗来到哥林多教会的时候，他是又软弱又惧怕。
And you know it's strange because as I read through God's word and I read through the writings of Paul, I guess I never really picture Paul coming to someone with trembling and in weakness.
我想当我们读到这个经文的时候，我们都很讶异，因为就我们对保罗的印象，他应该不是一个会恐惧战惊的人。
And Paul never really describes, or at least.In God's word, we never really know exactly what that weakness and that fear was.
那么在经文里头呢，我们也没有办法找出来保罗所谓的软弱是在哪里。
Some scholars say that it was a fear of failure after his ministry in Athens didn't take very much.
有一些学者呢是认为可能是因为他在雅典的工作不是很顺利，那么他担心在哥林多教会又有一些失败。
Some commentators say that it might have been the jitters of coming to a new group or a larger crowd.
那么有一些人认为可能是因为他要面对一群比较新一些有一个很大的一个群体，所以他可能有一些紧张。
And others say it may have been a sense of panic from this. I don't know when you embark on this ministry, there's sometimes this overwhelming. You feel overwhelmed by this calling that you have.
或者呢，可能是因为他面对这样一个艰巨、一个浩大的一个责任呢，他觉得有一些恐慌。
But this feeling, and I don't know, I'd love to like talk with Grace even more about this, or even with Elder Chan about this. This feeling of being maybe overwhelmed by the calling that you have by God.
我想被呼召的，不论是 Grace 或者是陈进荣长老呢，也都会感到他们的呼召是这样一个浩大的一个责任。
I think that in some ways that kind of drives home what Paul's point is of differentiating, of saying that, hey, it's not about you per se. It's not you doing the work.
我想这也正就是为什么保罗需要来分辨神的智慧和人的智慧的原因了。
It's not your wisdom that I'm calling on. It's not your power that I'm asking you to give to me.
因为神呼召我们，并不是因为我们有什么智慧，我们有什么能力。
I'm asking you to make yourself available to me.
神需要我们能够愿意被他来使用，然后他会给我们智慧和能力。
As I preach about this, as I think about this, I'm thinking of even Moses.
当我在想到伯西的时候
，When Moses was called by God to deliver his people，
摩西被差派要把以色列人带离开埃及。
And Moses said, "Look, I've never been good with words. Ask somebody else to do this."
摩西说我是拙口笨舌我没办法做这个事情你派别人去吧
I stutter and I'm not very eloquent
我是拙口笨舌我不善于言语
And it's kind of neat to see how God responds
那么神是怎么样回应的呢
He doesn't say to Moses Oh no Moses you're a good speaker Don't worry about it you're good Don't worry
神并没有对摩西说其实你讲演讲的能力还可以的
God responds with Who is it that made your mouth?
神的回答是是谁造了你的口
Moses, I'm not asking you to focus on you. I'm asking you to focus on me and my power.
神对摩西说我不是要你专注在自己的身上自己所没有的而叫你专注在神的身上
You know, when I think of you, Grace, and I think of you, Elder Chen, I think sometimes it's like a great place to be in.
我想 Grace 或者是陈静荣长老
It's a great spot to be in when you are called to a minister, to minister in a place that's completely bigger than yourself.
当你被呼召去担负一个比你这超过你的能力所及的一个工作的时候。
In some regards, it's a great spot to be in when you are fully aware of all your weaknesses and trembling as you go in.
那是一个很好的处境，因为在那个处境下，你可以认识到自己的软弱，也知道你需要来投靠神。
Because like Paul, it's like, and you are able to see.Going in with your weaknesses and scared and trembling, you're able to see even more the demonstration of God's Spirit, God's power working through you and in you.
因为当你在面对这些艰巨的责任的时候，你认识到自己的软弱的时候，你才能够看见是神的能力将在这些地方彰显出来。
I think that almost anyone who God is working in and God is calling, there's this moment when you're like, God, are you serious? Are you asking me to do this?
我想每一个被呼召的人都曾经有过这样一个问题是说神你真的要呼召我吗你真的确定我能担负这些责任吗
you know you see my weaknesses you know my faults
也会跟神说神你知道我的软弱你知道我是不足的
but what's cool is once you see God work through you and use you it's usually followed by this immense joy
但是当你看到神在你身上的工作神所赐给你的能力你将会得到满足的喜乐
This elation of like, oh, I've seen God's power. I know it wasn't me. It was you, God.
因为你将亲眼看见这一切的作为都是来自神的，不是我的。
This couple of weeks ago, before we went to the retreat, I sent out an email and shared at the prayer meeting a prayer request for God's empowerment.
在青少年退休会之前，我寄了一封祷告信，请弟兄姐妹们为青少年的聚会祷告。
My request specifically was, you know, I want, would you pray for us, pray for the worship team, pray for Joe, that it would be his spirit that's empowering them for the work.
我特别列出来，希望是神的能力来让敬拜团和我们的讲员有能力释放信息。
And what was really neat to see was like how God answered that prayer.
神真的回应了我们的祷告。
What I heard throughout the retreat, after the retreat, is that like, wow, the worship team was just, there was something bigger happening there. There was something flowing through them.
很多参与的弟兄姐妹们都反映到这次敬拜团的服事，他们真的知道这是神的工作。
You know, Eric, I asked Eric Arneson to lead and,He said that even he didn't know this, but I was sick going into the retreat.
那么 Eric 在去之前呢，他是我们敬拜团的一个负责人。那么他在去之前其实生病了。
And this is not to diminish the worship team, but like they were better than they normally are.
但是事实上，他们在这一次退休会，他们所带出来的敬拜是他们有史以来最好的一次。
But I just feel like it was a demonstration of God's power.
我知道那是神的能力。
Or with Joe, as he spoke, he said that he woke up at 3 in the morning on Sunday because he felt like God was giving him a word.
我们讲员呢，在礼拜天的早上三点钟就醒来了，因为他知道神在他心中给他话语。
You know, more and more I realize we can practice and we can rehearse, and I think God uses that. I don't want to take away from that. But it's more and more I'm realizing it is...It's the Holy Spirit that's doing the work that's empowering us, that makes us better than what we are.
我们可以有很多的准备，很多的练习，但是最终是神圣灵自己的作为。
You know, sometimes I've wondered, why is it that God's power seems to be expressed in some Christians more than others?
有的时候我在想，为什么神的能力好像在某一些弟兄姐妹身上特别能彰显出来呢？
You know, because I kind of look around and I read the Bible, you know, and I see some amazing things that God is doing through, like, and I'm like, where is it? I see it in here, but gosh, I look around, where is it happening in me or around in people?
我们在圣经里头读到很多例子是神的能力在这些人身上彰显出来，但是我常常在问，那么神在我的身上是怎么样来彰显他的能力呢？在我们周围的弟兄姐妹身上又是怎么样来彰显他的能力呢？
But I think the reason is this. When I read about when Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's empowerment, you know, the assumption that he is making is that we are on a mission with him.
我想当我读经文的时候我就知道了，事实上我们之所以能够得到神的能力是因为我们需要跟神同工。
He even refers to it. I'll give you an example. If you have your Bibles with you, you can turn to Matthew 10.
如果你们有圣经的话可以翻到马太福音第十章十九到二十节。
Matthew 10:19-20 says, he says, you know, but when they arrest you, don't worry about what to say or how you will say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
你们被交的时候，不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话，到那时候必赐给你们当说的话，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。
So I noticed that when we're on mission with him, when we're like doing God's work, when he asks us and says, I want you to do this, and we step out, and we realize that we're weak and that we've got nothing really to offer, that's when his power is raised up, is demonstrated, is enlightened, is shown.
当我们被神差派去从事神的工作的时候，我们要认定我们自己的软弱，那么神的能力就能够在我们软弱的地方彰显出来。
His Spirit's power is demonstrated when we are in mission with Him and we are in need of Him. When we're like, I can't do it, God, you've got to do it.
当我们认识到自己的软弱和我们需要神的能力的时候，神的能力就自然可以彰显出来了。
You know, and the Holy Spirit in some places in the Bible is called the Comforter.
在圣经里头，圣灵被称为圣灵保惠师。
And I just think that sometimes being in the spot that we are, we're challenged by our culture because we are so comfortable and we kind of look around, we're like, hey, where's the Spirit's work in our lives? But I think the problem is that we're already comfortable.
我想常常我们看不到圣灵的工作是因为我们已经在一个很舒适的环境，我们不觉得我们有需要，所以我们就看不见圣灵的工作。
And so how can the comforter come and demonstrate his power when we're already in a spot where we're like, we're already safe, we're already comfortable?
如果我们已经很安全了，很舒适了，我们还需要保惠师做什么呢？
So here's my invitation to you this morning is to listen to God's word.If he's telling you, if he's asking you to maybe step out in some way, allow space for the Spirit to work in your life.
所以今天早上我给你们的邀请是，希望你们能够跨出你们舒适的这个环境，能够愿意让圣灵来使用。
Randy Johnson was here a couple of weeks ago, and he challenged our group to say, "Hey, find something that is way, way bigger than you."
前几周呢 ，Randy Johnson 来跟我们讲到的时候，也跟我们提到。找到一些是我们能力所不能及的一些工作，让上帝在这些方面来挑战我们，让他自己的能力在我们身上彰显出来。
And if you find yourself in that spot, like Grace or like Ellerton, where it is like, wow, this is huge. I mean, you can have joy because you're in a great position to see the demonstration of his power.
就像 Grace 和陈静荣长老一样，他们被神呼召来担负这样一个艰巨的责任，但是神也一定会赐予他们能力来做成神的工作。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for those times when you call us and to a ministry. where we feel ill-equipped.
主，我们谢谢你，你呼召我们到一些我们认为自己所没有办法做成的一些事工上。
It's weird to say, but we can give thanks. We can almost rejoice when we're in a spot where we are completely weak.
我们感谢你，因为你让我们在这些机会里头看到我们自己的软弱。
Because then, Lord, we are in a place where we have to call out on you and we must trust you.
因为就在那个时候，我们就能够向你呼求，我们就能够专心的仰望依赖你。
And then when we see you respond and we see you work in people in ways that we've never thought that we could do at least on our own, it's like it's joy.
也正当你使用我们，让我们看到你自己的能力彰显，看到你自己的工作做成的时候，我们就满怀感谢和欣喜。
It's a recognition on our part of you. And it is experiencing you. And that's what excites us. That's what's exciting about life is to experience you, God.
因为就在那些时候，我们就亲自经历你的大能，亲自经历你与我们同在。
Father, we also pray for Grace.
我们特别为 Grace 祷告。
Lord, you have called her to your ministry.
你呼召她进入你的事工里。
You've called her to make disciples and reach men and women.
你呼召他到校园里头装备你自己的门徒。
Lord, we pray that you would, pray that you would show her how big you are.
我们就求你自己向他显现，让他知道你是多么的伟大。
Similarly, Lord, I pray that you would show our church family, show us how big you are.
主，我们也求你让我们每一位在座的，我们整个教会知道，看见。你是多大？
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.